Sinead Ní Uachán, hello.
Hello, Ray. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm in good form. And you?
I'm in great form as I'm on my way to a paddle lesson.
Right. How do you spell paddle?
Good question. P-A-D-E-L. I'd be inclined to put in an extra D there, but there is no extra D. Or padel, as some people would say, because it is quite popular in Spain.
Right.
I think that there are over 25,000 courts in the country. It's the second most popular sport there. Soccer, of course, being number one, given the result that we got a few days ago as well.
Yes, and does it involve a boat?
Does it involve a boat?
No, a boat.
Oh, it doesn't. But when I was learning about it, just naturally I was thinking of paddleboarding the entire time because it is so similar to it. But what it's similar to is tennis. It's a racket game and a racket sport. And how people describe it is that it's a hybrid of squash and tennis. So squash, you can imagine you're inside in a room with walls.
You're headed towards one wall,
Yeah, well, with paddle, you're inside in a cage and there are walls around you and you use the walls to help you your way with the sport. So if a ball bounces off the wall and doesn't hit the ground, it's still in play and you can use it almost as a teammate,
Is there a net?
There is a net, yes.
Okay, and there's two halves of the court.
Two halves of the court. Right. Now, traditionally, it's played in pairs as doubles, but you can play it as singles as well. But yeah, usually there are about four players. The racket is perforated and it has a pattern of holes on it. It's a little bit shorter than a tennis racket.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to the ball, it's similar to a tennis ball. It's less pressurized though, so it's not as bouncy as a tennis ball. But maybe people out there who aren't that fussy about the sport would use tennis balls as well when they're playing it.
Right. And it's paddle as opposed to
paddle, P-A-D-E-L, yes.
Right. And is it related to pickleball at all?
Well, it's similar in a way. So I described padel. I'm trying to be all Spanish here, padel. I described it as a hybrid of squash and tennis. But what they say pickleball is a hybrid of badminton, table tennis and tennis. So I'm going to complicate matters even further.
I love it.
And I'll tell you something. I was reading about it today and I was watching videos online. And you know the way when you read a sentence and you might read it again and you're on the fifth time reading it and you're like, what exactly does that mean? And sometimes you need to actually see it in front of you. And that's exactly why I'm going to House of Paddle today to learn how to play the game.
It sounds like a fashion house, you know, House of Paddle. New line of exclusive high-end shopping baskets or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. And you don't necessarily need to wear white. I know white is the colour that you wear when you're playing tennis, but you can wear any colour you like playing paddle.
When you say you mean one as opposed to me.
Yeah, well, you too. We can go as a pair for doubles sometime. I'll grab two more while I'm here.
My eye-to-hand coordination is rubbish. I was never any good at tennis. And like, there was a tennis club at home in Kildare and it was the place where, for a window of a few years, that's where you went as a teenager and you might, you know, to sort of fraternise with the opposite sex. I always hit it too hard or too soft, always at net, just could never got the knack of it at all.
But interestingly, they say that paddle is a sport that a lot of people play because of the social aspect that's involved, that people get to meet up. And maybe it's not as high-pressured maybe as some of the other racket sports.
Right.
But yeah, and certainly I'm sure that I'll see that here today as well in House of Paddle, that people are meeting up and that that's the reason that they're playing. Like any sport, like any hobby, like anything that you do in your spare time, sometimes it's about the social interactions and it's about meeting people and broadening your circle.
I'm intrigued. I want to hear more about paddle and pickle and all that sort of thing. Okay. Now, on the way, you bumped into some people, as you do.
I did, yes. And I had my microphone with me, conveniently. So, seeing as people play paddle in their spare time, I wanted to see what other things people do in their spare time and what they do to unwind. And the first person I met was Mary.
I like to garden. I like to do some knitting. I love cooking. And I like playing golf and, of course, meeting my friends.
And are you working on any knitting project at the moment?
Yes, I'm going to have a grandchild at the end of September. So at the moment I'm doing, I have the blankets done and I'm doing little cardigans.
And does it relax the mind?
I think of course it does, because you have to concentrate.
So it's like you're concentrating on one thing and letting other things out.
And watching something beautiful growing.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's lovely, isn't
very
it?
Nice.
Mary, yeah.
Yeah. I like that idea though, you know, when you're concentrating so hard on one thing that all the worries that you have kind of just escape because you're just focused on the one thing that's in front of you.
Yeah, I call it productive meditation.
Okay.
Yeah, so knitting would be one of those things. For some people it might be cooking. It could be playing a musical instrument. For some people it could be running. But you're sort of in a meditative state, but you're doing something as opposed to sitting down, you know, with your eyes closed. And that works for people as well.
And it works for Una. She's a fan of reading.
Sit in my garden and read helps me unwind.
Do you read actual books or do you like the e-books?
No, I read actual books from my library. I use my local library a lot. I request books anytime I see one online and I get it in my library and I sit and read it. Yeah.
Yeah, great public amenity, libraries.
Mm-hmm. And not only for books, but now I suppose that they have the e-books as well for people who mightn't be fans of actually reading, but that they can listen to stories instead.
Audiobooks, yeah. Audiobooks. Yes. So this is how people sort of zone out. This is how they bit of distraction.
That's it, and how they like to spend the time when they're not doing what's on the list every day, work or childcare, whatever it may be. The next person I met was Nilas.
I usually look at the old matches, football, that.
What's the next match now that you're looking forward to?
Clare and Cork, I'll have a look at that, yeah. And then the Olympic Games start the week after, isn't it? Oh. Yes, I don't know myself.
Yeah. What a summer of sport, huh?
Yeah, not to mind Tour de France as well, throw that in the mix as well. And a lot going on. We're very lucky.
Yeah. And now I mentioned a musical instrument, and that's where Lana finds her meditative time.
I play the piano. I think that it's the best ever treatment probably for when we have stresses and we have to unwind. You can do it even at 2 a.m. I have electronic piano, so no, my neighbors are not disturbed.
Yeah. What do you like to play?
Classical. When we feel like very sad, you can play Chopin. Sometimes I play some ancient waltzes, Beethoven or whatever, Mozart.
Depending on the mood.
Depending on the mood, yes. Yeah. It's like perfume. Ladies can wear one perfume today, but tomorrow they don't like them, you know. It's like clothes. Today you're like a flamboyant something, you know. Tomorrow you want to wear black.
Yeah, I love Lana. Yeah.
It's so true as well, you know, that depends on the day, depends on the mood, depends on the time of the month. On top of that, you don't have to worry about that though.
Thanks for noticing that. Right, Evelyn, save us.
I mind my grandchildren.
Is that relaxing?
It's very relaxing, yes.
I'm surprised.
Yes, well, they're a little bit hectic sometimes, but most of the time they're very relaxing. Good children.
What do you do to keep them entertained?
Now and again, they'd have movie footage. I would be out in the garden a lot, playing up and down the garden and things like that. You know what I mean? Or the Phoenix Park beside us.
Do you get involved in the games?
Well, yeah, but the running is not as good as it used to be.
Isn't that great that she finds her grandchildren relaxing?
Mm-hmm. And shame on me for being surprised, because why not? Why wouldn't you find it relaxing to be hanging out with those closest to you as well?
And Jerry. Jerry is an interesting man.
Yeah, Jerry had a few. He didn't just hit me with one answer, but he had two.
Two things I do to unwind. The first is Tai Chi.
Oh.
And the second one is have a laugh, because life is short.
And how do you have a laugh? What do you rely on?
Not taking myself so serious 50% of the time.
And Tai Chi, have you been practicing for long?
Nearly 20 years.
Does it ground you?
Yeah. It's very simple and it clears the head. And it's back to being like when we were kids out on the road, running around, weren't analysing anything and using every muscle in the body. Well, at my age in life, Tai Chi is doing that regards every muscle in my body as best as I know. That's it.
Yeah. Jerry doesn't take himself seriously 50% of the time.
What about the other 50%?
Well, that's work and all that sort of thing when you have to take yourself seriously, I suppose. Now, Phil is next. Hello, Phil.
Do a bit of walking.
Yeah.
83, you know, so like to keep a bit fit. Not that we've much sunshine, but should we get out when we can? Do about 15, well, half an hour a day, you know. Just get out the door and just around the block and this block and that block and just keep walking.
All the blocks.
Mm-hmm. I like that you just go out and you don't have a route or a plan, but you just go with the flow and see where you end up.
Nice, yeah. And finally?
Finally, I met Aisling.
Well, having three kids, I find myself sitting at the end of the bed staring into space. That's probably like my most enjoyable moment at the end of the day.
That's in a way a form of meditation.
Yeah. Well, no, I do meditation and I do a bit of yoga as well. But yeah, just sitting in silence, that's my thing.
Hey.
There's a lot to be said for that as well.
So House of Paddle awaits.
Yes, and my lesson awaits, and I have the shorts on, I have a t-shirt on, hopefully I have appropriate footwear as well. So yeah, I'm going to get on one of the courts and have a go and report back in a little while.
Now, Rebecca's been on, says, my entire family plays paddle and we are all addicted. I live in Colombia and we saw an 840% increase in courts just in the last 12 months. It's a fantastic game, says Rebecca.
Wow.
And somebody else says, Ray, you can't sing, you can't play tennis, you'll go far. Thanks, Sinead. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Sinead the Unicorn.
Hello, Ray. Hello from the House of Paddle.
The House of Paddle.
Where I have just completed my first paddle lesson with Will. I'm not exhausted. I'm actually quite excited. It brought me back to the days when my siblings and I used to watch Wimbledon on the telly and afterwards go out into the garden and pretend like we were Steffi Graf or we were John McEnroe and all the rest.
Yes.
So, yeah, it brought me back, even though it's not tennis. See, I have to bear this in mind. It's paddle, it's not tennis.
So what's your immediate response? How would you describe it to your friends if you met them now?
It's fun, is how I'd describe it. Right. I don't know, there's just such a release there when you hit the paddle against the ball. It's fun, but also there is strategy involved. And as I was saying, I got a lesson from Will. He's by my side here. We'll be talking to him in a little bit. But, you know, there are areas. The closer you are to the net, you're on the attack. The further away from the net you are, you're defending at that point. So you have to bear in mind that you need to get from being in the position of a defender closer to the position of an attacker.
And so, is it a big plus that the ball is self-contained? It doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't go off. It's because you're surrounded by four walls. Is that a big plus?
Well, it's definitely a plus when I consider the times when we were playing at home and you would have to go and walk for God knows how many metres to collect it. So, yeah, it is all self-contained. And they also have these plastic tubes. So instead of bending down to collect all the balls within the court, they have this long orange tube. And basically you can pick them up without bending down.
A Hoover type thing, is it?
Exactly.
Right,
exactly.
Wow. Now, you met a couple of people who just finished games.
Mm-hmm. Adam was up first and he had just come off the court.
It's very good, very good. It's fast sport, it's tough, but if you're used to tennis, I'd say it's a really good sport to try, yeah.
And if you're not used to tennis?
Yeah, I'd say anyone can probably do it, the court's smaller, so I've seen a lot of all age ranges playing it, and it's really fun, it's really quick, but I feel like anyone can play, you can get used to it pretty quickly, yeah.
Do you sweat a lot?
Definitely, yeah, you can probably tell in my voice, yeah, just after coming off the court.
There's a social aspect to it as well.
There is, yeah. So it's kind of, it's doubles mostly. So, you're playing with three other people. So you get a group of friends and you go off and it's good. It's good to meet new people as well if you join a club like this, yeah.
You might be used to watching Wimbledon and tennis on the television, but you have to retrain yourself because the rules are all different.
Definitely, yeah. I think letting yourself let it go and hit the back wall and then hitting it after takes a bit of time to get used to. It's a bit of a learning curve, but you get used to it.
Think of Frozen, let it go.
Exactly, yeah, let it go. Yeah, you have to let it go and then you get it on the bounce. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're on fire today, Sinead.
Let it go. Well, we were just talking there about the social aspect, and there are four players in front of me now, two on one court and two on another court, but they were all just chatting amongst each themselves there just earlier on. So it really does go to show that there is a camaraderie involved here, and it's not just about the playing, but it's about the club community as well.
Yeah. And Johnny had just finished the game as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, it's fun, it's exciting. And, I'm doing it with some work friends. There's four of us coming. We want to do it at least twice a month. Also, if the weather-wise is poor, it's indoor in the House of Paddle here, so it's fantastic.
Are you any good?
I am so-so. I'm going to give myself a 6 out of 10,
Okay.
But I can only get better. And I see there's some guy giving lessons here as well, so possibly I'll be signing up too.
What do you need to work on? Is it your attack or your defence?
I'm kind of an attacking player, so maybe my defence is it's these balls that go into the corners, and you got to bend the knees. So I need to improve that side, you know.
Man, Johnny, and now you mentioned Will there a number of occasions. He's the founder of House of Paddle, and he's beside you.
Yes, he surely is. Hello, Will.
Hey, Ray. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, yeah. So, Will Madlade, founder of House of Paddle. Why House of Paddle, Will?
Well, I was over in Spain a few years ago and I was in the gym and I saw these people playing on these courses. I was like, what is this? So I inquired about it and then I played a few games. And then I came back to Dublin and I was playing in Bushy Park and just fell in love with the game. Couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah, and is it aimed towards a particular group in the population? What I'm asking is it for older people, really?
Well, it's hidden every market. Like, I've played over in Spain and I play with 75-year-olds who are making me run around. And then you come back here and you can see all the younger people getting into it. So it's kind of hidden in every demographic.
Yeah. And what's the difference between paddle and pickle?
So pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America. So they say it's a hybrid of badminton, table tennis and tennis.
Right.
So the court is a lot smaller and it's actually a bit quicker. But I think that's actually hitting the older demographic a bit more.
Aha, right.
Because you don't have to be as mobile.
And paddle is indoors, whereas you can play pickle outdoors. Is that correct?
Well, you can play pickleball outdoor, but the Irish weather wouldn't be the best for it.
Yes.
So
Yeah. So you saw it somewhere else and you decided, I want to do that at home, and it wasn't available, so you build it and they will come, sort of thing.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So we're Dublin's first paddle indoor club, so
right.
We're a bit different to the rest, I suppose.
Well, Will Madlade, founder of House of Paddle, thanks for being on with us today, and good luck with the new venture. And thanks so much to Sinead and Ulicon as well. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah on the way on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.